The Victory of Light Expo continues to grow in both educational opportunities with a diverse list of seminars, I think nearly 80, and exhibitors with more than 250 scheduled at the upcoming expo on April 11th and 12th at the Sharonville Convention Center. And it's my pleasure to welcome back a veteran of Around Cincinnati, Victor Peruta. Hello, Victor.
Hi, Robin. It's great to see you again.
Also, I'm really excited about welcoming our first-time guest, and that is Douglas Bluefeather. He's an internationally known recording artist, full-time musician, and he plays the Native American flute. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Victor, just to get us started, can you give us a brief overview of the expo?
The Victory of Light Expo has been in existence since 1992. This is the region's preeminent body-mind-spirit event. So anybody who's interested in holistic health or psychic development, spiritual development, in an alternative rather than dogmatic, systematized sort of way, emphasizing personal spiritual experience and exploration via meditation and peak experiences that people have, mystical experiences. This is the event for you. We cover virtually every aspect of alternative spirituality, everything from spiritual and psychic development, the paranormal, and holistic healing. So it's a great event. We always have a nice emphasis on Native American spirituality. And this time we have quite a delightful lineup of seminars on Native American spirituality and shamanism, which is the Native healing practices, ways of journeying into the spiritual dimensions to accomplish healing or other things that someone might choose to work on.
Now, with the post-tribal shamanism, which is how I've heard that referred, that means what exactly?
Post-tribal shamanism, we're no longer living in tribes, but the traditions that originated in Native American culture through tribal societies are now being applied to our modern world. And it's a great way for people to tune into their spirituality while living sometimes a 9-to-5 very traditional existence. You'd be amazed how many people are doctors, lawyers, corporate people who have an interest in shamanism and Native American spirituality, and they bring that into their day-to-day lives as a way of enriching and broadening and deepening their everyday experiences in the corporate world.
Victor, I know that the expo has been growing consistently over the last few years, and this expo in particular has some new seminars, new presenters.
Absolutely, Robin. First of all, Victory of Light, we always make it different and we make it fun and entertaining. So this isn't just a weekend where you're listening to lectures, but it's an experience. There's live music. There's so much shopping, so much to see and do. You're very stimulated just being there. But I'm very excited because we have some new presenters that have a lot of information to share that's applicable to our baby boomer generation. So many of us want to reinvent ourselves at some point in our lives. And we have Diane Bischoff James, who's a best-selling author, talking about midlife reboot, living the life you love. And it's how to reinvent yourself at any stage of life, whether you're in midlife or in your 20s or in your 70s. And I'm also so excited about Tara Robinson, who is a publisher of Whole Living Journal here. She won the Hay House New Writers Competition. This is a national competition, and she was chosen, and she's right here in Cincinnati. And it's about the ultimate risk, which is the regrets that people have on their deathbeds, what they wish they had done if they had only had more time. And those are lessons that we can all apply to our lives so that we don't live life in a timid way, so that we can live our lives more in our brilliance and full color and full energy of life. And it's a way of reminding us what's truly important about life. So Tara Robinson will be speaking Saturday in the early afternoon, 2 p.m.
And you have additional vendors and many new ones, too, I understand.
This will actually be our largest expo in our 24-year history. We've got over 250 vendors and about 80 seminars. There's so much to really learn and experience. You can barely do it all in one day. It takes 2 days.
Douglas, I'm so excited you're here. First, I would love for you to just play a little bit of that beautiful instrument that you wrote.
The one I brought today is a bass flute. It's one of my favorite keys. I love the sound of this. It's a little deeper sounding flute.
Beautiful. Plus, it's a beautifully carved instrument as well. I have met you before a number of times,
yes.
And we've talked a bit, and you have a booth. Your collection of flutes are just gorgeous. And what is the appeal of this music?
Well, the appeal of the native flute is that it touches people in the heart chakra. A lot of people that come to the Victory of Light work with chakras and healing modalities. To me, it's a very spiritual and emotional and almost a magical instrument that touches people in such a heartfelt way. So many people are just drawn to the natural beauty of this instrument. It's characterized as having a ghost-like haunting sound, as you can tell.
It is native to the Americas?
It can be traced back over 2,000 years. You know,
wow.
Every culture on the planet has had some type of flute, whether it was a bone flute, wood flute, metal flute. But the Native American flute is an instrument of the Native American people.
You've been playing how long?
Almost 20 years. Probably in the last 20 years, this instrument has just exploded in popularity. It used to be there were a handful of people. I'm probably one of, I guess you'd say, small group of people that kind of modernized the instrument and started using it in more of a contemporary, new age sort of way. I have released both what you would say traditional type of CDs, just being solo flute music, and also more contemporary sounds. But so many people today have been drawn to this instrument, and it's such an easy instrument to learn how to play. It doesn't take any musical knowledge or background. Once you become familiar with six basic notes and how your fingers come up and down to create those notes, it's just a matter of closing your eyes and just letting spirit work through you and letting the music flow.
Now, you have a brand new CD.
This is my 17th CD. It's called Rhythms of the Night. I actually worked on this CD for 2 years. It started out with a lot of drumming in it. It evolved from the beginning. I didn't know really which direction this was going to take. This one is a more up-tempo CD, more rhythmical. Most of my music has been more meditative, relaxing, because the nature of the Native American flute is a very peaceful, calming instrument. But every musician, artist likes to change it up a little bit and see where you can go with new music, where you can take the instrument to. So this one is a little different than previous CDs. I did one CD about 5 years ago that was a little more up-tempo, and I actually like this one better.
Those will be available, I imagine, at your booth.
Yes, they will.
Good.
Along with about 6-8 other ones that are still in print.
Another featured presenter is Chief Golden Light Eagle. Victor, how did you hear about him? What was the reason that you wanted to bring him to Cincinnati? He is a native of South Dakota, I understand.
Right. Chief Golden Light Eagle is actually a Native American chief I met through Douglas Bluefeather here. And I've seen him present, and he's spellbinding. I mean, he can really hold the attention of a room. There's been a bit of a conflict with some Native Americans between real traditionalists who believe they should keep all their beliefs within the tribe and not bring them out into society, into the broader society. And then there are those people who believe that these traditions can really help everybody, and they have a destiny or a vision to bring Native American teachings out into the American community on a broader level. And I believe the chief has taken it upon himself to bring forth spiritual knowledge that he gained through Native ceremony.
Exactly. And that's what first drew my attention to him about 20 years ago when I ran across some articles about him on the internet. He was doing Star Knowledge conferences, and he was one of the first Native Americans about 20 years ago to start bringing out and sharing this ancient information that so many people thought should not be shared. So he kind of took a risk upon himself, and he had some resistance from groups of people, including his own people. The information he shared even attracted branches of the government. I've known him for 20 years. He's become a very close friend. He's a hereditary chief, a Sundance chief, is Dakota from Yankton Sioux, South Dakota. But coming off a reservation, he's different than you might imagine. Mm-hmm. He is a very enlightened, very intelligent man, and just a wonderful person to be around. It's a real privilege and an honor to have him come here and speak at this show.
Well, he's going to be able to do two seminars, so he will be there for both days.
He'll be speaking at 1 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday of the Victory of Light Expo, which is April 11th and 12th.
Well, it is a treat to have you here. We'll share some links on our website.
You know, the only thing that I would like to add is I've been doing shows like the Victory of Light for a long time around the country, and I can honestly tell you this is one of the best there is out there.
Thank you, Douglas. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And for more information about the upcoming Victory of Light Expo on April 11th and 12th at the Sharonville Convention Center, please go to our website. And congratulations on 24 years.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Victor Peruta, founder of the Victory of Light Expo, and Douglas Bluefeather, who both performs and also has a booth at Victory of Light where you can learn more about the Native American flutes that he plays. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Curiel-Geyer.